Because of a rash of robberies, the St. Pete City Council passed two ordinances this morning requiring convenience stores to increase security measures. These ordinances apply to both small mom-and-pop convenience stores as well as chain convenience stores. They're now required to have an illuminated parking lot, a silent alarm, and other measures listed by City Council member Carl Nurse.
For the mom-and-pop stores, it requires them to have a security camera operating, clear their windows, which candidly is the most important thing, so that people can see in and out, which makes it harder to rob the store sight unseen, to put height markers on the, you may have seen them in the 7-Elevens as you leave, it's just so that people can see how tall they are. The door buzzer system, put a notice that, you know, that we have a drop safe and you can't get more than $50. And then to obviously not put window tinting on there.
Nurse says a second level of security would be triggered if a store is robbed once the ordinances are in place.
But they cannot do those additional things if they simply close at 11 o'clock at night, which would be what I would, I guess, most of these folks would do if they were robbed again. The studies that make it very clear that this drops the chances of being robbed, and in our case, also perhaps shot, the chances are dropped by about 50%.
Asian American Convenience Store Association board member Sid Shaw spoke in favor of what he called the good convenience store security ordinances with one modification. As written, they require any stores that get robbed to have two employees working after 9 p.m. and install a bulletproof enclosure. Shaw says that burden might lead to stores not reporting robberies.
I think the timing should be changed to 11 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. Just to make it everything uniform. And if you leave it to 9 p.m., I think some of our members will not even report the crime unless somebody's hurt. Because here they are trying to report a crime and then they'll be damned to have a $10,000 enclosure, a bulletproof enclosure. So I think that'll discourage a lot of people reporting the crime.
Councilmember Wengay Newton argued against changing the requirement from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. because he fears for the safety of convenience store patrons.
If they don't want to enclose themselves in bulletproof glass, that's up to them. My concern is for the constituents and the patrons where they operate, the people that are coming there to spend the alleged money that they're not making or that they're suffering from.
But Sid Shaw with the Asian American Convenience Store Association says the city should also be concerned about people who work in the stores.
Robbery is a socioeconomic problem. It's not a convenience store problem or a police department. What I'm saying that if somebody is determined to rob a convenience store, they will do it regardless. And there is an incident in East Coast when there was two clerks shot dead just because the city had an ordinance about two clerks. And so we're jeopardizing two lives instead of one.
City Council agreed to change the time requirement from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. Wengay Newton was the only dissenting vote. Also at Thursday's meeting, City Council agreed to a land use change for the section of land they annexed on Tierra Verde in November. The county zoning on the land did not allow condominiums, but St. Petersburg City Council approved a land use change allowing up to 415 multifamily residential units on that barrier island. The change also increases the amount of commercial space allowed. Herb Polson was the lone vote against the land use change. He was one of two council members to vote against the annexation. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan with Ann Tahansky.